your reaction to the 2-2 draw at Seaview, Michael?
I think we'll have to take the positives out of it. Obviously, we went 2-1 down, and you know, I mean, we could let the game slip away, but more importantly, we got back in the game. We actually made a very good second half performance put together, and obviously came out with a point. For a stage of the game, I actually thought we could have come out with 3, but I think in total, I think a draw is a fair result.
And you got the equaliser. How did you take that one?
It was a surprise. My old mate Billy Joe Burns kicked it against me, kind of thing. But it's one of them ones. I think I looked at the. You had to get in the box to score goals, and obviously it was there. So you take them ones, you don't complain, you don't ever complain about a goal. And obviously, the most important thing at the end of the day is we all hit the back of the net, and it helped the team out. Because I think at that time we were on top, so if we didn't score that period, we would have struggled to maybe get an equaliser. So I was just happy the boys got the point out of the game.
We were going really well in that stage when you got that goal, and you know, we looked like we could have gone on and maybe won it, couldn't we?
Yeah, no, I thought we came out with a bit more spirit in the second half, and put it at Crusaders, and I think we kind of seen them having maybe a nervy start to the second half, and we capitalised on it, got the ball wide and started playing. I think then obviously when we got the equaliser, then Crusaders pushed on, they got a wee bit more scrappier, but just very difficult team to play against, especially over there at Seaview. You know what they're going to do, but you can't prevent it almost, and I think you have to give credit to the team for holding out against a very, 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 very difficult place to go. Probably I'd say the most difficult place to go in the Irish League away from home, but I think they come out from a point that you have to look at, take it positively.
It was a real feisty encounter, wasn't it? Mm-hmm. Typical derby with everybody getting stuck in, wasn't it?
I think, yeah, in every match, I was speaking to a few boys today, every match I've been involved in between the two, Crusaders and Limfield, there's always something that goes wrong, or there's always a coming together, it's a bit of commotion, but you kind of expect there to be a bit of heat in the fixture, and I'm sure the next time we play it'll be no different, but as long as the boys stand up ready for the fight.
The league table's really tight. It's only a point between, I think, 6 teams. Mm. It looks like it could be a really exciting season, doesn't it?
I think the league table doesn't lie, actually. When you look at it, everyone's got a chance and everyone's thereabouts. So there's a good chance that obviously it's there for the taking. But most important thing is a Linfield player and us as a team, we just have to keep ourselves in about it and push on from there.
There's good spirit amongst our boys at Seaview, at a ground where we haven't done so well in recent years.
Yeah, no, very positive from everyone. Everyone stuck together. Good turnout from the fans, obviously good to see. And it was a good game of football, obviously, for the neutral even, because it was a good show on, good players, and obviously we all worked hard as a team, and just once again we're lucky to come out with the result.
Bellarmine on Saturday, you had another tough game. They keep coming thick and fast, don't they?
Yeah, that's the, when you say that about the top 6 are all a point between them, it just shows you there's no easy games, and obviously everyone's out to get everyone. So there'll be more tough games to come, but as we know from Bellarmine on their spike, you know what they're going to do as well. They're going to come down and try and upset the party like Dunavon, so we have to be ready and be prepared, because it's one of them leagues this year. It's going to be very, very tight from start to finish, I think.
And haven't played so many away games. It's now, I think, we're on a 4 home games. Mm-hmm. So if we can turn this into a bit of a fortress, yeah, you know, we can go on a good run here, can't we?
Yeah, that's what you have to aim for. As a team, you have to take one game at a time. So hopefully the next game and then the game after that, but one game at a time, and then we'll focus on Saturday and then push on from there, hopefully.
Well, well done on that great goal at Seaview, and that got us a point, and all the best for Saturday.
Thank you very much. Thank you.